Now, on their way to view God recently, Katy Perry and a bunch of other people, including, what's her name, Sanchez, Jeff Bezos's...
Lauren.
Yeah, her, Lauren Sanchez, or soon-to-be Mrs. Jeff Bezos, apparently in the wedding of the century, fortunately, we're only 25 years into it, went up to find the Lord God Almighty. But did they? Now, interestingly AP, who hasn't drunk the Kool-Aid on this one, because he's not convinced that... did you or did you not drink the Kool-Aid, and do you or do you not believe that they shot up all of 60-odd miles or 100 miles or whatever it is?
The six bitches.
Yeah, the six chicks.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. It was a 9-minute flight, a 6-minute flight, wasn't it?
Oh, well, it's not very high.
No, they just go past the line.
Yeah, past the line that says you go into space.
The Kármán line.
Perry now regrets kissing the ground after the flight, as well as her close-up camera moments inside the capsule.
I'm looking at one of them now.
Daisy up to the camera promoting the set list to her upcoming tour, but, and sang the lyrics to What a Wonderful World while suspended in microgravity.
Allegedly.
Yep.
Because if you look at her hair...
With them shooting into space and coming back down again, that's relatively easy. They've done that in 69. But it was previously revealed Perry planned to bring the Daisy to space as a beautiful tribute to her 4-year-old daughter, Daisy.
Oh, give me a Daisy, a Daisy.
Scotto. Yeah. Scotto.
Yes.
How high was your trip in space in the MiG
29? Well, I didn't go to space. I only went to 20 kilometres or 22 kilometres.
Okay.
So, you know, I only went sort of a bit of the way, but it was still pretty fucking impressive. I'd go in that. I'd go on the big cock in a gigasecond if I could.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. If Jeff Bezos gave me a free ticket, I'd be there in a gigasecond.
Yeah, well, these people were pretty much...
freeloaders.
It's been slammed as a publicity stunt spectacle by a frivolous publicity campaign for Bezos Space Company.
Absolutely. Full of celebrities who, as you quite rightly pointed out in the while we were off air, just can't help themselves. Mm. Instead of just, you know, being celebrities and keeping quiet and doing their job, they have to be everywhere, doing everything and being annoying.
I watched the whole thing.
Her daughter was dressed in an astronaut costume to watch her famous mum fly to the edge of space.
Yeah, that's right. And the Kardashians were there as well.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
A source shared that the pop star regrets sharing the Daisy with the world and ultimately wishes the video footage from inside the pod was never shown at all.
Well, it's too late to say. So they always do that, don't they?
Yep.
They always go, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. It's a bit like apologising after something. We've never apologised on the
Vinyl. It wasn't just the social media users who criticised the all-male Blue Origin space mission on Monday either.
All female.
A slew, which I mentioned quite a few.
That's quite a few.
A slew of fellow celebrities, including Emily Ratajkowski, Olivia Wilde, Olivia Munn and Amy Schumer, only one of whom I've actually ever heard of, so I don't know how celebrity they are.
Was Amy Schumer on board?
Well, these are people
who are saying it's bullshit.
Slammed spectacle as a frivolous publicity campaign for Bezos Space Company.
That's pretty true.
A few more things here. Fast food chain Wendy's even emerged as an unlikely critic of the Blue Origin flight. What's their interest?
Oh, because they just said, oh, that's a load of hot cock.
And the company left a shady comment under a photo of Perry in her spacesuit asking if we can send her back to space.
Yes.
Fair comment.
Fair comment, I'd say.
What's more, Perry's long-standing pop rival, Keisha, colored lady of colour with a big ass.
Right.
That's all I remember about her. Took pleasure in the backlash by posing a photo of herself drinking from a Wendy's cup.
Oh.
According to the source, Perry felt was adding fuel to the fire.
The whole thing lasted 11 minutes.
Yeah. In addition to the all-female crew's bizarre post-flight behaviour, a number of social media activists couldn't help but question the environmental impact such a space mission will have on our planet.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a bit over the top, I think. I don't know what fuel it runs on.
Yeah, that's a very woke angle.
Yeah. Doesn't Musk's one go on... in the Saturn V's, that was kerosene and oxygen, as I recall, wasn't it, Fishcake?
I don't know.
I think it was. But I think this, or Musk's anyway, just runs on hydrogen and oxygen or something or other.
Does it?
I think. Fuel for Blue Origin. I'll look it up. while AP continues to update us.
Yeah, so they're starting to hit back now. So Aisha Bowe, the journalist responded to the accusations the suborbital flight had no real scientific purpose.
Oh, none at all. Absolutely
zero. This is what bothers me, she said. I've certainly read some of the stuff being said online, and it's coming from people I know, people I consider to be friends, she said. They call it a ride. Well, I would. I mean, you can go on...
Well, that's exactly what it was.
You can go on roller coasters that last longer than that.
Yes.
I think there's a... what's the term? What's the something in the room? What's that called?
Elephant.
There's an elephant in the room.
I'll accept
that. There's a bigger elephant in the room than what we've just been talking about, and that is the direct insult to real astronauts.
Oh, that's true.
Where they have basically christened these people who've gotten on this ride.
Gone up to 62 miles or whatever it is.
To be astronauts.
Yeah, no, that's offside.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
They call it a ride, which I find very irritating because they never say men went for a ride. So now she's trying to turn it into a gender thing.
Oh, of course it is. It's all a gender thing.
It's called a flight or a journey. A ride implies it's something frivolous or lighthearted. Well, it was frivolous.
Well, it is.
No other reason than for them to get together as six power females.
Yes.
And try and make a statement, which they've failed to do, and now they're embarrassed by the whole thing. Mm. She said, oh, there's nothing frivolous about what we did. It was absolutely frivolous.
100% frivolous. It
was without purpose.
And you're not an astronaut.
No.
Well, you get a bit of paper that says you are, but no, that's all.
No more. Count. No more than someone that gets a V8 supercar ride gift voucher and,
correct,
and goes and does it. He's a racing car
driver. He's a Formula One driver.
They're not.
No, I accept that. Apparently, according to one source I'm looking at here, it uses liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen to produce 50,000 kilograms of thrust. But then I see another one. Mind you, this is only AI. Oh, no, here it is. It's on Blue Origin's website. Maybe that's... Oh, no, that's their big flash one, not this particular one. It uses liquid oxygen and liquefied natural gas, LNG. Whereas Elon Musk's is much more environmentally friendly. It uses cryogenically liquefied methane and liquid oxygen, a combination known as methalox. So it's virtually environmentally friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that interesting? Amazon, Bezos, unenvironmentally friendly. Elon, continuing on with the whole Tesla concept, environmentally friendly, except for the whole making of the car and the mining of the batteries. Apparently there was a thing on television the other day about some reporters went to somewhere in I don't know, Manila or the Philippines or some country anyway, to see how they did all the mining for all the stuff for batteries and wind turbines and so on and so forth. And it makes the Canadian tar sands look like a picnic ground. There's just such a mess. But anyway, it's all environmentally friendly, so that's the important thing. Good to see. Good to know. Anyway, I agree with you, Blakes. It was an absolute wank. It's not a space flight. They go up, they get half a minute or something or other of or a couple of minutes of weightlessness. But that's only because if you go up on one of those vomitorium planes, you can get that.
Yeah,
which you might remember is how they made Apollo 13 to get the weightless.
Yeah, didn't they use an Antonov?
Yeah,
to do that.
Oh, I'm not sure it was an Antonov, but it was a vomitorium plane.
And they go up, down, up, down, up, down,
big parabolic circle things. Yes, so that it gets a bit of weightlessness.
Yeah,
yeah. I'd still have a go.
See, Scotto, my view is to go into space, you've got to be at the point where you are, say, traveling to the moon.
I accept that. Or at least into the space station.
And then this is my rationale.
Mm-hmm.
And then for outer space, I think you've got to break away from the influence of the moon. And you've got to be on the way to a planet.
Oh, so outer space doesn't even cut between here and the moon.
No.
Oh, oh.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, wow.
No, not to me.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Wow, that's harsh.
In fact, I was going to take it to...
the solar system.
The solar system.
Right, edge of the solar system.
So our because little... you hear when they're talking about the probes that were sent out. I keep forgetting the probes' names, but there was two of them.
Voyager 1 and 2.
Voyager 1 and 2 have left the solar system.
So they're now in... Isn't that deep space? Or is deep space even further? Deep space is 125 light years away.
Well, that's a good point. But I was about to say
that
when it breaks out of the solar system,
mm-hmm.
I regard that as outer space.
But not deep space.
No. Because, look, when you think about it, you just look back.
It's a long way, though.
And you see that little dot, and that's the Earth, right? So you're not really outer space. You're just in space. But you're not outer space.
Right.
Outer space is lost in space.
Well, no, that's lost in space.
But that's
not just, you know, outer space. They're lost in space. They don't even know where they are.
But they were in outer space.
You know that was a TV show, don't you?
I do.
Just thought I'd remind you.
I just heard myself.
Well, the second time tonight.